This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are life-saving reasons to restrict travel during pandemic, including at the U.S.-Canada border. Exemptions have allowed some families living on opposite sides of the border to come together since the restrictions began in March. But for other couples, in-person visits are restricted, a hassle, or impossible. Reporter Emma Jacobs heard from one couple that travel and quarantine restrictions have them choosing between keeping their jobs and seeing their loved ones.
There he is.
Rebecca Hoffman is in Alberta, Canada. Her boyfriend, Daniel Collins, is in Tennessee. They've been a couple for more than a year, but now she speaks to him the way she has for months, online.
Can you hear us, baby?
Before COVID-19, they alternated traveling to see each other about every 6 weeks. But then the border closed, and while Canada created exceptions for spouses and common law partners to come to Canada, that doesn't apply to Hoffman and Collins. As the travel restrictions have been extended, he's had to tell his employers time and time again to postpone his time off.
Say, sorry, just take me off the calendar. I'm not going to be able to go. They're still not going to open the borders. They keep delaying it.
The travel restrictions aren't the same in both directions. Canadians can still fly to the United States. But Hoffman works as a hairdresser, now on reduced hours with supplementary emergency unemployment benefits. She says she'd lose both if she left Canada to visit Collins in Tennessee and then had to do the 14-day quarantine Canada requires when she returns.
Now the choice is, you know, to see Daniel and not be able to pay my bills, or to see Daniel and possibly lose my job.
Hundreds of people separated from loved ones have joined Facebook groups where they organize to lobby the two governments. Toronto attorney Aaron Simpson says some couples who are married but separated by the border have started the paperwork to sponsor their partners to live with them.
They want to make some long-term changes to make both of their status more secure and to give themselves, you know, sort of more security going forward.
Before the pandemic, Hoffman and Collins talked about his eventually moving to Canada to live with her. But it's not an immediate solution to their current separation. Immigration applications are complicated and take time. So they don't know how long it will be until they see each other again in person. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.